Radio Gdańsk English News.
Radio Gdańsk News on Thursday, the 23rd of September. This is Thomas Holdstock. Good morning. Today's top stories. President Duda speaks of solidarity at the United Nations. The government says it will not shut down a controversial lignite mine in southwest Poland, defying a European court ruling. In Brussels, plans to introduce a standardized phone charger across the EU. Facebook opens its doors in Gdańsk, and the coast braces for strong winds overnight. Poland's President Andrzej Duda spoke of solidarity in his speech to the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. Speaking to the meeting of over 100 world leaders in New York, President Duda questioned whether wealthy countries had done enough to support poorer nations during the pandemic. Mr. Duda praised those who had worked to develop and distribute vaccines, but challenged whether access to vaccines had been fair around the world. The president went on to discuss the ongoing diplomatic crisis with Belarus, calling on the Eastern European nation to release political prisoners and criticizing what he described as an attempt to create an artificial humanitarian crisis on the border. He finished by reflecting on achievements in protecting the environment in Poland and asking if nations would pass the test of solidarity in the post-pandemic world. The 76th meeting of the United Nations General Assembly got underway in New York on Tuesday and has seen speeches from a host of world leaders. It's set to wrap up at the end of the month. The Polish government has said it will not close a controversial lignite mine in the southwest of the country, despite a European Union court ruling and daily financial penalties. The Turów mine near Poland's border with Germany and Czechia has been ordered to cease operations by the EU's Court of Justice, but the Polish government has so far refused to comply. Earlier this week, the court imposed a €500,000 daily penalty on Poland for keeping the mine open. But Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki again dismissed calls to stop work at the mine, claiming doing so would weaken the Polish energy grid and result in major job losses. He added that Poland would dispute the CJEU's ruling. The Turów mine and the neighbouring power station, which is one of Poland's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, have been criticised by Germany and Czechia, who have claimed the mine is causing environmental issues and problems to water supply on their sides of the border.
The weather.
Cloudy with a chance for some showers throughout the rest of the day today. Temperatures milder than they have been at a high of 16 degrees Celsius, that's 60 Fahrenheit. The weather to watch out for today though is wind, with a big storm blowing in from the western Baltic, bringing some very powerful gusts later on this evening and overnight. Gdańsk should be sheltered from the worst, but the strongest gusts could reach strong gale force or even storm force winds of 100 kilometers per hour further along the coast. The winds are the effect of a great pressure difference between weather systems over the Baltic Sea and the continent. That's the Radio Gdańsk news and weather.